Das Chazor sagt nicht, wenn man Chesk schreibt, wenn man Yehudim sagt, es geht in Daf Lamed Dalet. Mor says, Amai say, Gidl bar Reiloi sent a get to his wife. When the Shteach reached her, she was weaving and told him, come back the next day to deliver the get. When the Shteach reported back to Gidl, he responded by saying, Baruch HaToy VaMeitiv. Abaya said, this response does not make the get bottle. Rava said that it does. The point of Machalek is that Abaya holds that showing intent to avoid a get is not sufficient to avoid the get. Rava says that it is. Rava brought a proof from a story where Sheshes forced the husband to give a get. Before it was delivered, the husband told the witnesses, of Sheshes told you to let the get be void. Upon hearing what had happened, Rosh Hashanah required that another get be written. We see that intent without specific declaration is enough to void a get. Abai says not a proof, because what happened was that the husband fully voided the get. The reason he then told it to the witnesses in this cryptic way was so that Rosh Hashanah's henchmen would not come and beat him up for doing so. Abai brought a proof from the case of where Rabbi Yehuda forced a husband to write a get, and the husband then voided it. This repeated a second time. When he forced it to be written a third time, he told the witnesses to stuff their ears so they cannot hear the husband's attempt to void the get again. Now this husband was running after them trying to void the get, which shows explicit intent, and yet we see that the get was not voided. Rabbi says not a proof, because it may be that the husband was running after them to encourage them to deliver the get faster so Rabbi Yehuda would stop attacking him. Abai brought a proof from the earlier case of the man who said a get should take effect if he does not return in 30 days, and at 30 days he was prevented from coming back because the ferry didn't arrive to take him across the river. He therefore began yelling, look, I'm here. He means to say that he doesn't want the get to take effect, and yet Shmuel said that the get does take effect even though there's clear intent on the husband's end to avoid the get. Rabbi says it's not a proof. In that case, he was not trying to avoid the get. He was trying to say that he nullified the condition in the get by returning, but he had in fact not done so. There's no raya that an intent to void may take a void. The Gemara says the person gave a get to his arusa and said, if we don't enter into nisuin in 30 days, the get should take effect. On the 30th day, he said to the witnesses, I'm busy preparing for the wedding now. I'm doing everything possible to get ready, but it can't be done. And the get should therefore not take effect. The Gemara says, the fact that he is an oinus doesn't help him because we paskin ain oinus begitten. We can't say that the get is bottled based on the husband's clear intent because that's a matter of machlag between Abai and Rava. Therefore, the get will take effect. Another ma'isa, a person gave a get to his arusa and said, if we don't enter into the suin by Rosh Chodesh Adar, the get should take effect. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, he said to the witnesses, I thought that I said that we have until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's why I'm not ready yet. The Gemara says, the fact that he's an oinus doesn't help him. We paskin, ain't oinus begitten. We can't say that the get is bottled based on the husband's clear intent, because that's a matter of machlok between Abai and Rava. Therefore, the get will take effect. The Gemara passes like Rav Nachman that a get only needed to be void in front of two people, and like Rav Nachman that we pass like Rebbe in both places mentioned where he argued with Shimon Gamliel, and like Nachmeini, which refers to Abaya, in the Machlekes with Rava above. This is Yalkigam. Zok, the next mission, originally they would write the name of the husband, the wife, and the city as they were referred to in the place that the get was written. Rav Gamliel Zok, and they instituted for the benefit of the world that they write the name of the husband and all other names he is known by, and the same should be done for the wife. So, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said, the people of Chutz Laaretz sent to Rabbi Gamliel, the people who come from Eretz Yisrael are known here by different names. How can they divorce their wives since people will not recognize their names as written in the get? Rabbi Gamliel thereby instituted that the names and all secondary names of the husband and the wife must be written in the get for the benefit of the world. Rashi said, this is only if at the time and place of the writing it's known that the husband or wife go by more than one name. Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Mari and Rabbi Lazar hold like that as well. A brisa can be brought as a proof for this as well. The brisa first says that all names of the husband must be used, and then says that any one name can be used. It must be that the first part of the brisa is discussing where he was known to go by more than one name, and the second part of the brisa is discussing where he was only known to have one name, even if in fact he truly was known by more than one name, but he was only known to us to be known by one name. Mar says it was a woman who was referred to by most people as Miriam. By some people as Sarah. The Rabbanan said that her get must list Miriam first, since that's her primary name, and then she'll list her other names afterwards. Zok, the next Mishnah. Originally, a widow was only allowed to collect a ksuba from the inherited assets of the orphans if she first swore that she had not yet been paid for her ksuba. Eventually, the Bezin stopped allowing the widows to swear, making it impossible to collect her ksuba. Ragamila Zokan then enacted that the woman should take on a neder, prohibiting herself in anything that the orphans want her to be prohibited in, if she has already accepted payment. And after making that neder, she can collect a ksuba. There was also an enactment, which Rashi says by Rabbi Gamliel, that witnesses must sign a get, and we should not rely on Edom Asira. Both of these were enacted for the benefit of the world. Also, Hillel enacted Prusbel for the benefit of the world. Frak de Gemara, why is the Mishnah singling out a widow that she must swear to collect from orphans? Any creditor that wants to collect from orphans has to swear before collecting. And for the Gemara, the Chiddush is that even a widow has to swear. We don't say that the Rabbanan allowed her to collect without swearing so that the prospect of marriage remain attractive for women. We don't have that concern.